This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station here, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight right here in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about everybody working in the coronavirus effort, keeping people as comfortable and as healthy as they can, and taking care of them, and we also appreciate them very much. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs, and everybody working in the oil business all around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now to say the Pledge of Allegiance, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's start it. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started, Kyle, I want to say hello to a couple of special friends out there. I want to say hello to our favorite Trump girls, Sue and Karen, and I hope you guys are doing fine today. And also, we got a bunch of talkative people in the chat room. Steve has got the popcorn out. Do you see that?
I do. I see that, yes.
Yeah, Steve has got the popcorn out, and we got Cousin Benny in there, and Richard the Marine is in there, and let's see, Amanda's in there, Sam the Paperman's in there, Lynn from Cape Cod's in there, Buddy Bill's in there from Carrollwood, LJ's in there from down below, Chris is in there from up in New York, he's up early again, Tammy the nurse is in there, and a whole bunch of other people, too numerous to name. But I want to start with this for the group. We had Dr. Deborah Birx over the weekend come out and pretty much, I wouldn't say take the opposite approach of what Dr. Fox was saying, but she certainly put a damper on things. Oh, and good morning, Christine. There's Christine. She certainly put a damper on the message coming from Dr. Fox. She said this virus toll is likely going to plunge dramatically by the end of May.
That's true. That's true. She said that basically both hospitalizations, the need for ICUs, and the number of people who have succumbed to the disease will be dramatically decreased by the end of May, she said. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not what the official line is from the – and by the way, she was being chastised all weekend long by the lamestream news media that was saying, well, no, wait a minute here. That's not what Dr. Fauci is saying. He's just, you know, trying to get the doom and gloom in there. Things are not as bad right now as they wished they would be.
Well, that seems to be clear from a lot of the coverage that we've seen, and I do think that it's definitely taking a real toll. I think people are not just tired of hearing the, you know, sort of the doom and gloom, but they don't believe it per se in the grand sense. But that's why, you know, and it's sort of troubling, Captain, that any actual good news, the idea that maybe we are flattening the curve, maybe things will be dramatically lower by the end of May, that's actually good news. That should be something we could be rallying around rather than simply just disputing, and especially because with people seeing in their own communities, knowing people who might be sick, knowing people who got tested, this kind of thing, people can figure this stuff out too, you know.
Okay, when does the federal state of emergency end?
That's a good question.
I know exactly when it is.
Well, when does it end?
May 28th.
Okay.
That's when it's over. He either has to complete it, you know, redeclare it again or whatever, which he won't do. He won't do. But that's the little guideline in place here. May the 28th is when all of this ends officially.
Well, and it, obviously I'm sure that there's mechanism to extend that if need be, similar to the 2 weeks to slow the spread, then 30 days to slow the spread. The president said the other day he may have to extend the social distancing guidelines into early summer and perhaps even beyond that. So they will evaluate that as that date approaches.
Now, there's more states that are preparing to reopen, but none of them, ironically, happen to be blue states. Not one, not even one of them.
Well, and this is something we've been talking about for a while, Captain, the idea that, you know, we seem to be seeing set up here, you know, a sort of a showdown between the Republican governors versus the Democrat governors. And certainly in the media coverage of it all, the idea would go to, well, the Democrat governors are following science, or, you know, these kinds of catchphrases.
They're not following science.
Well, right.
And if they are, they're following the wrong version of science.
Well, it exactly. And in other words, it's a phraseology that sounds, quote-unquote, scientific, but it may not necessarily be. And again, I think you have a lot of people out there who are wondering about the ability to simply take some pretty severe precautions. We're not talking about taking minimal precautions. We're talking about taking pretty severe precautions. They're wondering why their store can't be open, and because we see people going to grocery stores, we see them going to Home Depot, we see them going to all these different kinds of places. Why couldn't they go to somebody else's business? Good question.
Well, that is a good question. And the thing of it is when you look at all of these different things that are going on out there, and here comes the music, when you look at all these different things that are going on out there, you just have to take a lot of it with a grain of salt. Now, when we come back, folks, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I got from Andy Limbaugh over the weekend, number one, which is really kind of fascinating. I told Kyle about it. He already knows. But we'll tell you about that, and we'll tell you about a couple of other things that are going on. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country and around the world on the internet and the satellite. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Now, just before the show started, I took my packet of Relief Factor for the night, and it works. It simply works. And if you're struggling with any type of pain, whether it's arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, if you've got just general muscle aches and pain altogether, then let me suggest that you start out with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start and see how that works out for you. Now, it's only $19.95. And you take it right away. You follow it the way it tells you to take it. You take it three times a day. And the first week, and then twice a day after that. And all you got to do is go to the website that Relief Factor gave me. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And for the first 3 weeks, it's $19.95. If it works for you, you just stay right on it, and then it goes to the regular price, and you're in like fun, and away you go. Now, let me just tell you that many, many, many people have gotten off some of their hardcore pain medication they've been taking because they found out when they took the Relief Factor, they didn't need to have it. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we got to talk about the fact that North Korea's Kim Jong-un, the story just keeps getting stranger and stranger and stranger. Along towards Friday, the train that Kim Jong-un likes to ride in whenever he goes somewhere
right.
was very quietly brought into position and parked out behind the presidential palace where they're at there in North Korea. Now, it hasn't left yet. It's still sitting there. And then, I believe it was Friday, a Chinese medical team showed up from China to assist in some capacity or manner. And we haven't seen or heard from Kim, his sister, or anybody else in well over 2 weeks, going on 3 weeks. And we're just sitting here speculating, and I don't want to speculate the way some of the alphabet soup networks and some of the news agencies are reporting, because I can't prove anything. But there's obviously something really wrong and strange going on here. It seems to be more uncertain every day.
It certainly does, Captain. And, of course, there are these different theories that are abounding. But as you said, you know, we don't know for sure, so we're not going to take a stance on that.
Nope.
However, we do know that in North Korea, in South Korea, they seem to be indicating that they're not detecting anything unusual movements in North Korea that might indicate there's been a major event. That being said, they also may be speculating in their own right that Kim Jong-un either has been exposed to or is sick in some way, maybe exposed to the coronavirus, maybe isolating to stop or to keep from being exposed. And something else I found too, Captain, they seem to believe that the idea of the operation having the cardiac operation, they seem to doubt that because they don't believe that the hospital there really has the capability of doing that kind of surgery. So there's a lot of stuff in the mix. We know that Kim is out of the mix somehow for a time, and we're waiting for more information, but there are theories that are abounding for sure.
Now, I got a note from a friend of mine, a former DOD official. I cannot mention his name because of the position that he had. But he used to be with the Department of Defense, and he said, Captain, he says, something is very fishy here. And then he starts up by saying, Wuhan to Shanghai is 831 kilometers. Wuhan to Beijing is 1,152 kilometers. Wuhan to Milan is 15,000 kilometers. Wuhan to New York is 15,000 kilometers. The coronavirus started in Wuhan, yet there's no appreciable effect of coronavirus in nearby Beijing or Shanghai, but many deaths in Italy, Iran, European countries, and the USA. Something is very fishy here. All the business areas are safe. Even today, India is locked down, but all the cities of China are open. And as far as I can tell, not a single leader in China has tested positive for the virus. Beijing is the city where all the leaders of China live, including their military leaders. There is no lockdown in Beijing. Beijing and Shanghai are the areas adjoining Wuhan. The virus from Wuhan reached every corner of the world, but the virus did not affect Beijing and Shanghai. This leaves one to speculate that the coronavirus is a biochemical weapon of China, which China used to carry out destruction in the world in order to gain economic supremacy. China has now put this virus under control, maybe because they also have developed the antidote or vaccine that they're not sharing with the world, nor ever intend to do so, where it's in their best interest to do just that. Something is very fishy here.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. That is that's very chilling, this notion. And two words I have for that, and that is plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we've heard many, many times throughout history, the idea that something could be perpetrated as long as there's the quote-unquote plausible deniability of what actually happened. And you're right, Captain, because, again, when we look at the way that this spread, we look at, of course, the theory that can seem to fit the facts that we know, it does get very, very concerning, very, very upsetting. And the more that we find out about this, if we're able to connect those dots, you're going to have, I think, major outcry, perhaps not for that would result in a shooting war, but something that would certainly...
Huge tariffs against China, and that's what Lindsey Graham is proposing, Tom Cotton and some others as well. Huge tariffs against China, starting with we don't owe them any more money. The $1.8 trillion or whatever it is that we owe them, we don't owe them a dime.
Well, right, precisely. I think it will take shape in somewhat in that form. In other words, it's going to be just massive retaliation.
And Tom Cotton is proposing legislation where every single citizen in the United States who has lost money, lost their business, or lost anything because of this can sue China directly.
That's exactly right. and the Chinese government, the communist government, will fight that tooth and nail. But here, I do think it's important to point out that, as you mentioned in, from this letter, the idea that the Chinese communist government wants to gain supremacy. That is key.
Yeah.
And whether through a virus, whether through what, however, they will take any avenue. It's important for us to remember, just as we saw in World War II, there is the ability for bad people to try to take over people, whether they invade Poland and start up World War II, or whether they do whatever they do, they will do these things, and we as the free world have to fight back against it. This is perhaps maybe our generation's call to do that.
Very true. And New York State's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now said that mid-May is going to be his business reopening in some form or another. He finally came out and said that. Now, remember, I told you when the state of emergency ends, the federal state of emergency, May the 28th, so this is kind of moving along with that. There's a lot of states that looks like they're going to go right up to the end, because they, as long as they stay out until the 28th of May, because this won't be renewed, as long as they stay out until the 28th of May, they can qualify for every dime imaginable.
Well, sure. Well, and that, of course, is the old follow the money kind of a thing. Why wouldn't you get all that government assistance?
Yeah. Let me go over to the phone line, because we've got Dan DeMann on the line. He's a professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, you heard me talking about my friend there. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you this. I think they use Wuhan as a test area for the virus. It's too coincidental that the biological viral test lab is right there in Wuhan. It's right in the middle of the country. You keep it away from Shanghai and Beijing. Those are two big cities, 18 million apiece. Wuhan's 11 million people. And I think you've seen them. You're not going to have a weapon like that without an antidote. I think this was, it was kind of, it's very contagious, but it's, you know, overall mild. But they put the fear of the Western world in them just by developing this new virus. Yeah, I don't know why we're shocked by this. China's always done this. That was one of the things that we could never understand, was why we would get so into China when, you know, SARS came from there, N1H1 came from there, swine flu came from there, Hong Kong flu came from there, Asian flu came from there. It is the birthplace of pandemics. And, well, you know, we're kind of paying for it now.
All right. Do you want to contribute some more here after the break that I'm coming up on?
Sure.
All right. Hang on. All right. So, Kyle, we're going to come back, because here comes the music. And when we come back, folks, we're going to ask Dan DeMann to see if he knows what Operation Nemesis is, because Kyle and I do. And I'm telling you, when you find out about this one, ho, 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 it'll kind of put everything into place. So I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and our professor emeritus, Dan DeMann, up there in Lafayette, Indiana. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. More states are preparing to lift coronavirus restrictions this week against the warnings of many public health experts. Colorado, Mississippi, Minnesota, Montana, and Tennessee are joining other states in what amounts to a science experiment. WCBS reporter Steve Burns says New York is still taking things slowly.
With numbers still headed in the right direction.
As long as we act prudently going forward, the worst should be over.
It's that prudent action that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is focusing on.
We're going to reopen in phases.
Phase one is low-risk construction and manufacturing.
Phase two would then be more a business-by-business analysis.
Cuomo's expecting businesses to develop plans.
How would you do your business in this new normal?
As for when these phases might start, Cuomo says it's still too early to tell.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com is the website to go. And if you want to find out if they can save you money like they have me and many other millions of people out there, you can go to the website and find out what it would cost for insurance for your car or your truck or your ATV or your motorcycle or your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agent or by going to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, make sure when you go there that you give them your zip code, which is what you will do. You'll do that automatically online because it'll ask you where you're at by zip code. And then it'll give you two different things. It'll give you, number one, the opportunity to speak to your agent or to get a quote right there while you're online. But either way, check them out because all you got to save is money, right? And insurance costs a bunch of money. And, oh, by the way, most of the insurance companies now are starting to give back premiums because people aren't driving as much. I got a 15% discount automatically on top of the discount I get for being a safe driver and having my bundle policy. So I saved 25% this year on my policy. Go over, check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let me bring Dan DeMann in here. Okay, Dan DeMann, our professor emeritus, is here. You there?
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Operation Nemesis has been announced by my good friend and former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallely, United States Army retired, and Steve Bannon. We all know who he is. He used to be with Breitbart. They've announced this is a retaliation effort against the Chinese Communist Party on the coronavirus pandemic. Now, Kyle, what is Operation Nemesis?
Well, it is a retribution operation proposed by the retired Major General and, of course, Steve Bannon to identify agents, possible agents of the Communist Party in the United States, also to educate the American public on things that are going on in China, especially when they buy Chinese products, for example, slave labor, forced organ harvesting, and so forth. And also, and this is a pretty impressive, Captain, they propose repatriating all Chinese citizens who live in the United States who have not formally renounced their membership in the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay, yeah. You heard that, Dan, man. What do you think?
Well, I think we have to investigate Chinese students coming in, all right? But right now, Purdue University and University of Texas debate on who has the highest foreign student body, especially in grad students. We got a lot of Asians at Purdue, Chinese and a lot of Indians. I can tell you by today's standards, this country wouldn't have any top-notch engineering, mathematics, chemistry, physics without Asian students. American students don't even major in that stuff anymore. It's anthropology, sociology, psychology, anything math-related, they think it's too tough. So I wouldn't want all the Chinese students to go back to China. Right now, the ones that are here, want to stay here. You know, you got to understand, if you go to China, there's a backlash against us too. So if a Chinese student with an American graduate degree, master's, PhD, goes back home, they're kind of shunned in the job market.
I got to ask you a question because this is just driving me absolutely wild, and nobody seems to know the answer. Why are there so many Chinese science students here and not one has been coronavirus positive? Not one.
I can't really answer that because, you know, we've been out of school since March. I've never known any to have it, even though I've had it myself. I think you go back to Davos, Switzerland, World Economic Forum in January, the Chinese bring over a delegation unheard of before, 350.
Mm-hmm.
What were they doing there? In retrospect, they seeded the world economic leaders with this virus.
Thank you. Now, Kyle, what do you say to what I just said about that, the Chinese science students?
Well, it's a very, very interesting coincidence, to say the least.
Okay, you're going to use the word coincidence?
Well, I'm saying, but here's the thing. If sometimes it's something's too good to be a coincidence, basically.
I think that China, and Dan, you know more about this than I do, I think that China sent some of their people out, as Dan says, to seed or whatever. They might have been positive. They might have had whatever. But they also might have been given this. I think they've developed a vaccine or a serum or something that they're not sharing with the world. I really think they have because they've just quelled this thing in the areas where it was so predominant. I mean, it's just pretty much stopped.
I think, too, this virus is more than just person to person. I think you could somehow spray the virus. It's mixed in with some kind of liquid chemical.
Aerosol.
But I think kind of that way because you look at Smithfield and you think 2 weeks before their workforce where everybody has it, they had another large Chinese delegation. 35 members came into that slaughterhouse, their processing plant. And within 2 weeks, nobody had it. Now all the Americans had it.
Now this cheap perfume that the women buy that comes in from Southeast Asia, does any of that by chance come out of China?
It all comes out of China.
Well then, here comes my other little thought about this. I wonder if anybody's actually checked, Kyle, that cheap perfume and some of those aerosol things that are there. Because again, all they got to do is up in the air and they got you.
Well, certainly. And this would go along the lines of any kind of quote-unquote terrorist attack or how terrorists could attack us, or even state-sponsored types of things that are perhaps even made to look like a terrorist attack.
So Dan, tell me I've lost my mind. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I think it was a concerted effort. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't try to stop it once it was in Wuhan. You know, it moved out of Wuhan into the west coast of the United States. I just found out today that New York, the state of New York, China is the greatest coming over here that are not naturalized, that they were born in another country.
Yeah.
So I can understand that to a certain extent. But, you know, like I said, I think we're on the second leg of it now, not the first.
Okay.
If you look at California, you'd be able to see.
Okay,
that.
I got one last question for you, then we got to go. White House economic advisor Hassett had a discussion about the economic outlook yesterday over the weekend. He said that the economic outlook is grave. However, the White House is now looking at further stimulus to help the battered economy. And Steve Mnuchin said the rising budget deficits will be a focus over time. And the president now says he's going to get away from these daily coronavirus press conferences and start concentrating on the economy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know which is worse for the economy, Democrats or the Chinese. It looks to me like, I hate to say this, but it looks to me like Trump's going to bail out the blue states.
Well, it kind of sounds that way because of the fact that these states, and by the way, remember what I said about the longer they stay around and this state of emergency is in effect until the 28th of May?
Oh, I tell you what, if Cuomo could do it, he would have a state of emergency until the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even our former Indiana governor, Purdue president Mitch Daniels said yesterday, it's time to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a long way here. I think people are into this masquerade party heavily. And we're everybody's going to be hung up by August, September, when local governments, state governments, federal, they don't have tax revenue. Yeah, we got to pass a budget by the end of September.
All right, well, we're coming up on the end.
It'll be an interesting year.
Coming up on the end. Music's coming in. I appreciate all of your input there, Dan, and it's always a wealth of information.
Okay, and I will talk to you, too, next couple of days.
Thank you. Dan DeMann, everybody, our professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana. Well, Kyle, you know, the only thing I didn't get a chance to say anything about was Senator Tom Cotton yesterday said we need to stop giving visas to Chinese science students. And then he also questioned why is it that these Chinese science students are not testing positive to the coronavirus.
Well, again, see, this is all going to come
out. And some of them have been given tests, too, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Well, right, and this will come out in the wash. It always does. But when it does, the American people are going to be the ones who are going to be calling for the idea of stopping trade or making some severe penalties, at the very least, for openers.
All right, folks, here comes the music. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle's going to stick around. Yeah, he's got some weather on his way he wants to talk about. And we got weather over here in the East Coast tonight. Not where I'm at. Not like what we had over the weekend, Friday morning, and Saturday morning. But we've got snow up in the Northeast and up in New England. Yeah, I said it. Snow. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
She said, "Where you been?" So I thought real hard and said, "I fell asleep in that hammock in the yard." She said, "You don't know it, boy, but you just blew it." And I said, "Well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness and I can't prove it, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it." That's
Colin Ray. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. How many of you guys out there have been caught in that little deal before? Where you been all night there, son? Yeah, whatever. But anyway, never happened to me, thank God. All right, anyway, we're going to talk about the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, Pilots and Flying J's, your number one truck stop chain in the country. They are open for business, and if you need a shower, truckers, open. If you need to do your laundry, open. If you need a space to pull over and park your vehicle, open. They are all set and ready to go. It is just that simple. And let me just tell you that truckers that use the truckers, pilot travel centers and Flying J truck stops, they have nothing but good things to say about it because many of the other truck stops right now just aren't doing anything for them. Well, let's start with taking a look at the weather by going out west. Excessive heat is forecast across much of Southern California and the desert southwest through Thursday. Temperatures are going to run about 15 degrees above normal with a few record highs possible. And, Kyle, I am seeing a whole bunch of 100-plus degree temperatures and even some temperatures 100 to 110.
That's exactly right, Captain. And as we start the week, we're going to be seeing some pretty high temps in California, the high 80s. Into the 90s in Las Vegas, 100 in Phoenix, but as we go through Tuesday and Wednesday and on into the week, we're seeing those temperatures even begin to rise even more. And so we're going to see this heat wave just progress across the American Southwest, and it's going to be a lot. And I can tell you, it feels very early here in California to get these kinds of temperatures that we've had over the weekend, and a lot of people have been wanting to get outside.
Now, are they saying anything at all about the fact that this is helping to kill the germs, the coronavirus, the virus?
Well, I'm not hearing a lot of that, for example, on the local news per se, but I am seeing some things that try to dispute the idea that getting out into the sun, quote-unquote, kills the virus. I was out earlier today, and they are trying to keep people off the state beaches. State beaches are closed, but in some cases, like, for example, in Huntington Beach, California, people were out on the beaches over the weekend. I think the parking lots are closed, so people have to find street parking,
yeah.
But it looked like a normal summer day.
But if you get outside in the warm weather, even if it's just for an hour or 30 minutes or whatever, 30 minutes to an hour, I know an hour is the number that I keep hearing, but I'll say 30 minutes because some people can't take, you know, 100-degree temperatures. But if you get out there and you're in the shade and you just have a little seat or if you, you know, I'm not saying you go out and walk around or ride a bike or anything like that, just get out there and then just enjoy some of the fresh air that's out there. All it takes is 30 minutes or an hour, and if you got any virus anywhere near you, it's going to go. I mean, it's been proven. We've been watching it down here in the South ever since January.
Well, right. I mean, the idea that the virus could be seasonal, I think, is...
Plus, by the way, it happened over in the desert in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and places like Jordan.
Well, right. And again, the idea that the virus could be seasonal, I think, has always been at the top of the list. Although it's the novel coronavirus, they want to make sure that it is.
Yeah, now let's talk about the contrast, because the contrast to all that starts over in the Midwest. Tonight we do have some frost warnings and some windy conditions and cooler temperatures across the northern part of Indiana, the western part of Ohio, the southwestern corner of Michigan, the northeastern corner of Illinois tonight. And then when you get over into upstate New York, when you get over around the Catskill Mountains, around Poughkeepsie, the west of Poughkeepsie in the mountainous areas as you go west out of there on 84, you will find some snow. And up in the Lake George area of New York now, up to the Canadian border, and in Vermont and in New Hampshire and in northern Maine and part of Massachusetts right there in the Berkshires, you've got snow tonight, Kyle.
That's exactly right, and we're also going to be tracking storms that could be coming into the central and southwestern states, central and southern states as we go through the week that are going to cover areas and Tulsa and Dallas. And
they have had tornadoes bouncing around parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama for the past several days, and it looks like as if that weather's going to be around again. Now, there is some pretty windy conditions in the central part of South Carolina tonight. If you're going up by 95, you'll have some wind in there. Got some turbulence, possibly some thunderstorms could be in the central central part of Tennessee. Brewing, not exactly there yet, but they could be. Got some rain in the central part of Wyoming, in the northwestern corner of Wyoming. Central part of Montana tonight got rain there. Got some wind around Boise. Got some rain in the eastern top third of Nevada from about Battle Mountain all the way to Wendover. And that's about it for the weather. I don't really see anything else bothering anything. Do you, Kyle?
No, but some of these storm-ravaged areas, Captain, they don't want too many more of these. They've already got a lot of water and a lot of damage already in many places.
Well, that's the deal. You know, when you get damages, sometimes, unfortunately, you get another storm that comes right back through the area that was damaged before, and that apparently is part of what's going on. Now, I want to talk about something here to round out the hour, which is we don't hear enough talked about, voter fraud. Now, voter fraud is too nominal to make a difference in any given election, and it goes one popular line of argument. But to tell you that voters in parts of Florida, Missouri, New York, and North Carolina in recent years haven't seen voter fraud would be to tell you a story, because it's true. Now, districts in these four states saw election outcomes overturned after absentee voter fraud came to light, and people tried to take absentee ballots and voter harvest them. In particular, remember Stacey Abrams in Georgia?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they did that also in one of our races down in southeastern Florida, down with the Commissioner of Agriculture down there, which Nikki Freed is now our Commissioner of Agriculture, because she somehow or another, after our Republican candidate was leading by well over 10,000 votes, all of a sudden he saw his lead dwindle and she wound up winning the race because of absentee ballots.
Well, right, and a lot of people have voted absentee and so forth, but you know, over the years, but there's a real push because of the coronavirus by many political actors to try to get this, you know, so-called just mail-in voting. And it would seem to me, Captain, I think most people see that the only reason they would be pushing for such a thing is they would believe it would benefit them,
well,
similar to the voter harvesting.
Well, now with millions of Americans that are homebound because of the COVID-19, progressives seem to be amping up their push for national mail-in voting, as Michelle Obama has thrown in her support behind related investigation purporting to be a response to the pandemic. According to them, and according to Ron Wyden of Oregon, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, rumored to be a vice presidential candidate, possibly to be picked by Joe Biden, they are trying to push through legislation that will allow for ballot harvesting all across the country, number one, and voting by mail or absentee ballots instead of going to the actual polling places because, well, my God, there's going to be a pandemic and we can't go vote because we're still going to be having this problem in November. I don't think so.
No, I don't, Captain, either. And I'll just give you one little quick example. You know, I had to fix something in my house. I had to fix a bathroom sink in my house. So I went to the Home Depot with my mask on, and I got the part I needed, and I, you know, came home and I fixed it. But yet, why couldn't we go stand at a voting booth 6 feet apart? If I can go to the grocery store or if I can go to the hardware store and drop in and get something, what's the difference in terms of the coronavirus?
Well, you can and you will and you shall, because we don't want to be doing mail voting, and we don't want to have voter harvesting made legal anywhere, because there's a reason it's only legal in two states, Arizona and California. Kathy, take us to break. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.